Close to 200 growers from all corners of Florida's citrus belt saw examples Tuesday of research being conducted by University of Florida scientists. The Citrus Research Field Day started early at the Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred, with growers being transported to Polk County Groves, where real-life research is being conducted. At a grove owned by Ori Lee, growers learned from researcher Jude Grosser about new citrus rootstock evaluations. The evaluations are identifying rootstocks with superior disease resistance that will facilitate use of an advanced citrus production system. At another grove owned by Gapway Grove Corporation, growers saw an actual advanced citrus production system based on open hydroponics and high-density plantings. Presenting scientist Arnold Schumann and other researchers think the system will lead to faster fruit production, something important to growers seeking a quick return on investment because they are uncertain how long groves will survive in the face of citrus greening disease. Bartow grower Jim Ellis said he felt optimism from his fellow citrus producers participating in the field day.
It's an exciting day. The number of people from all over this industry that are attending, there's a full house here, maybe 200 possible growers and industry people, and they're looking and listening to the scientists who are showing us different programs. They're working on the rootstocks, different varieties. They're working on the resistance angles, pest management, the grove management under the new hydroponic system of growing citrus. It's a breath of fresh air. I think it's a group showing optimism for our citrus industry.
Does this make you feel like your money's being spent well on research?
Yes, and I think it'll make us all, how can we maybe get some more to spend?
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.